Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks.
Embrace that thought. Know that it is so. It is true for you.
Receive the anointing. And so it is. Now, thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. So, you know, thank you for your letters and your responses. I'm always happy to receive them. And I'm so happy for the ones who have taken the plunge and joined the program so that they can live a life of unlimited joy. You know, the More Joy program is meant for those that have been stuck in a rut, that need a little guidance, but also need a network, need answers. Sometimes people just need to know the right questions to ask and who to ask. But we all need a little motivation, okay? Somebody to remind us of where we need to go or what we said we were going to do. Somebody that will hold us accountable. So the program offers that as well as teaching you some ways in which you can better your circumstances financially. I think in our program right now we've got about 50 different ways in which you can start earning an additional income right from home, if you like, or by taking it into the marketplace. And also, we'll talk about relationship issues and health issues, fitness, healing. And also, spirituality. Okay. We got to go there. That is the source from which all things come. And the whole objective here is to get you results. Nothing else. And the more your problem will enhance your life, regardless to what your religious affiliation or your past experiences, mistakes you may have made, or your fears, your physical condition, your age, creed, color, sexual orientation. Okay, you turn no one away, but the objective is to get you the results that you desire. So I just wanted to put that little plug in because so many of you have been asking me to explain it a little further. Everything is on the website. you go to lordsideprogram.com, you'll see a little more about it. It's a virtual academy that is there to help you advance your life. We've been in existence for the past 15 years, actually. Yeah, since 2000. And the More Joy Mastery Program is for those who are on a spiritual quest, a journey working towards mastery and mystical ways, and also to develop their skills in their psychic energy, and also to put you on a path to where you want to be, and teach you how to be a life coach and be a healer and be a visionary. And then, of course, the Unlimited Joy Program basically encompasses all things and takes you to the top. There you'll be initiated and brought into the fold. With all of this, you're getting your the license to teach, to marry, to help other people in whatever capacity necessary, new counseling, new healing treatment, doctor balancing, and color and crystal treatments, in addition to learning how to create a multiple sources of income so that you never have to do without, and basically teach you how to build your own empire. So, if this meets some of your objectives, then we'll be happy to have you. Just join the program. All the information is there on unlimitedjoy.org, or you can go to morejoyprogram.com. So, today we're talking about honoring yourself. And one of the reasons why I chose this particular topic was because I found that so many people are missing that one little element there that would take them over the top in whatever endeavor they were after. And that is honoring yourself. You know, we talk a lot about self-love, and everybody's got a theory and idea. But I don't really think that anybody intentionally make themselves. I don't think that that's what it is. You know, psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, scientists, everybody has their own theory about this. But basically, I think these theories are developed based upon the outcome that they see represented, rather than understanding what's inside. And I don't think it's a lack of self-love. I don't think it's self-hatred. I think what it is more than anything is that we don't honor ourselves enough. First, we need to understand who we are. And this is why in every episode I'm always talking about your made name is the likeness of your creator. Your creator is infinite omnipotent at every point in space. And you, as a spiritual being having a human experience, are here to continue our creation. And that's the principle, the premise upon which I operate, the way I live, what I teach. Because if you truly understood what I just said, you would not have any problems. You live a problem-free, happy life. And all your needs would be met. On the surface, a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, okay, I get that. If you truly got it, you would demonstrate it in your life. Okay? If you were not living a life of unlimited joy, unlimited joy, if you haven't built your own personal universe too soon, then you are not honoring yourself. And you do not understand the premise upon which I just explained to you. Okay? And that's the reason for the podcast anyway. Oftentimes we are looking for a blessing, luck, or something different other than what we are receiving. Okay? It doesn't matter what you call it. Okay? Everybody wants to get over. Problem is most don't want to do the work. And the work really is not on the outside. Okay, that's not what we're made out of, for which we are made out of, is spirit. And so everything starts right there. And spirit is within and around you. And if you can't understand that premise, then that will be the reason why you continue to fall in the same trap. Oh, we all make a little progress here and there. You know? Nobody's life is all bad.
Okay?
To hear some people tell it, you know, when they really get on their wine, okay? And whine and whine and whine and whine, okay? They are just looking for pity, looking for an excuse, and someone to validate their pain. But again, they don't know who they are. And therefore, they condemn themselves to repeat the past. And if you take the past into your present, it will become your future. Just that simple. Okay? The present is the gift. And this is where you need to stay, right here. Okay? So, honoring yourself means knowing who you are and also understanding your soul, your soul's courage. Okay? We talked about that a few days ago. Showing your soul, I think it was. And understanding that your soul is what makes you a little different from me. We all come from the same source. Okay? We're the same species. We have the same needs. But what makes us different is our personalization, our individuation. Okay? And basically, your hopes, your dreams, your desires, your skills, your talents, and your abilities, your arsenal. Okay, that's what you're here for. That is your purpose. Some of us complete our purpose in record time. Send back the spirit and go from there. And others, we take a while. Okay, we want to sit back and get the full enjoyment of this experience. Okay? So while the objective is to live your purpose, to create, and to be, do, and have the life that you design, at the same time, we're learning lessons, gathering information, and we're bringing about faith, transformation, healing, not only for ourselves, but for everyone. Yeah. We call this evolving. Now, some people doubt that we're making any progress because if you hear the naysayers tell it, these are the end times. Well, truthfully, they've been saying that ever since time began. You know? There's always been naysayers, and there will probably always be naysayers, as there will always be this universe. Okay? And this is something that we just need to understand. Okay? Everything, people often say, and I do need to address this, people often say everything that the Bible is predicting is happening now. They've been saying that since the beginning of time, or ever since the Bible was written, or ever since the Quran was written. Okay? I mean, that should let you know that these things are not new that are going on in the world. Okay? These things have been happening since the beginning of time. This is the reason why the prediction is so accurate. Okay? Think about the times that, say, Jesus lived. Did we not have the same issue going on in his days on the planet? Sure. Didn't that Moses have the same problem? Okay, the Israelites have the same problem? Okay, wasn't there still a war, a battle going on? Wasn't it there the political parties that were against each other? Wasn't it the same political scenario? Okay, as well as the same religious fight? It has always been that way. And I'm bringing this up for one reason, and one reason only. Okay, that's not the to change your mind and sway you in any direction at all, okay? Because I try to cover, you know, most belief systems, okay, or religious dogma as I go along, because I don't think that any one religion is right or any one political party is right. I think there's several different paths to the same destination. You see, because I know that there is just one source, period. That's all I believe in, is one, and there is no other opposing force. There cannot be another opposing force if that one source is infinite. Come from that soul. That is your life force. That is not only what created you, but also sustains you daily. This is why some people just like you, people with less talent than you, less skill than you, intelligence. Okay. Can also rise to the top. Some of them
are doing very well while you're still in struggle. Why? Because they understand certain things that you don't. And the fact that it's working for them tell you that. But we all get there on our own time, and some of us just keep going back to the classroom over and over again, learning the same lessons. Some of us spend all of our lives with the wrong idea, but we're hell-bent on being right. And we keep trying to prove that we are right, and all evidence is contrary. Suggests we're wrong. Honoring yourself means knowing who you are, just accepting your origin as being the one present, being all things. The doubt, the whole idea, the devil is the negativity, the sickness, the pain, the suffering. These are simply blockages in our own mind, in our consciousness, that has overtaken our world, our bodies, our relationships, our financial world, and has left us lacking, wanting, suffering, okay, with scarcity, lack of limitation, dis-ease in our bodies, because there's dis-ease in our mind. Emotionally out of control, all the same thing. All coming from the same place. Okay? So rather than spending your time trying to figure out what you should do about the disease in your body, pill you should take, and how you can buy into that whole idea of suffering. Why not take a giant step, honor yourself, recognize your greatness. Recognize that spirit in you. Call it forth. Release and let go of those debilitating ideas, those belief systems that you have put in place that don't work for you. Change your life. To put yourself on the right course. Okay? If you had the answers, if you truly had the answers that would change your life, you would already be where you want to be. It's just that simple. When you start to honor yourself, truly, all you need to make. You were not designed to fail, to do without, or to live under the conditions that are substandard or less than adequate. You were here to live your dream, to live your purpose, to be, do, and have the life that you desire. That is the promise by your Creator. And oftentimes people say, well, how is that? It's very simple. It gives you the power of choice, free will. Do what you want to do. Okay?
use what you got. Everything was created at one time in order for you to succeed. It's up to you to transform it and change it into whatever it is that you need and take it to the marketplace. Okay, share it with the rest of us. We'll be happy to throw money at you. Don't you see that that's what we do anyway? One person comes up with an idea, another person says, hey, I can use that. How much you want for that? And we make the exchange. Person is contributing something. You got to let your light shine. People often say, well, I don't want to sell anything. What do you think you're doing on your job? You are selling your services to your boss in exchange for that inadequate salary you agreed to. Hello? How much is your boss getting paid for the work that you do? At least three times what you're getting, or else your boss wouldn't be able to sustain you. It is the law of the land. Don't get mad at your boss. You agreed to this. You even asked for this job. How's that working for you? This is the reason why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Okay? This is the reason why the rich basically ignore the poor. Because the poor tend to not honor themselves. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't care. It doesn't mean that everything you've done is wrong. This is not a challenge in that regard. It is an awakening. Time to get up off your haunches and do something that is going to benefit you each and every day of your life that will give you further self-expression, that will help you to have a better relationship, a better home, a better car, better clothing, a better experience on the planet. It will help you to build your own personal universe to your liking so that you can live a life of unlimited joy. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Don't get lost now. Honor yourself. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.